This is the PMB government.
Excuse me. Can you say the day?
Yes.
The day.
Yeah, let me go through it. This is the PNB Governance Subcommittee for Bylaws, Revisions, and Amendments. It is March 11th, Thursday at 6:03 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm Janine Rohn, the secretary, and I am going to do a roll call to convene the meeting. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present.
Jim Sigurton.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Michael D. White.
Michael's requesting an excused absence. You know, we don't do that, but...
Okay.
It's okay.
Not feeling well.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
I'm good.
And then we have Tom Voorhees. William Heerwagen. And Janine Rohn, present. Beth Van Guten, is she no longer on the committee?
No longer.
Okay. So right now we have 5 out of 7.
You did not call my name, Vanessa Dixon Brinnix.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Vanessa Dixon Brinnix.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Vanessa.
That's okay.
And Bill Crozier, I'm here.
Oh, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry as well. Maybe I just don't have a full list. So we have,
yeah, I'm replacing Ted from KPFT.
Oh, okay. I understand. Didn't we just,
I have a request for information.
Okay.
My question is, where in the bylaws does it say that someone who is on a subcommittee is removed from that subcommittee just because they are no longer on the committee?
Well, I don't...
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Well, I'm acting as chair, but I would like to... I'd like to get to a point where we can elect a chair, even a chair pro tem.
Chair pro tem, I'd like to respond to Ted's question. Can I?
Okay, go ahead.
I don't see any ambiguity in the bylaws that says a member in good standing cannot be on a subcommittee. And the PNB is only difference that I know, the PNB standing committee, there's the standing committee, which is the governance committee, and then there's the subcommittees from the governance committee. So I don't see anything in the bylaws that prohibits a member from serving on a subcommittee of the PNB. I know the task force is does accept volunteers, and volunteers do serve on the task forces. So... Chair, I have a point of order as well.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the point of order I have is that this is a subcommittee, and we have new members, excuse me, of the PNB Governance Committee that are on this call that have not expressed interest in serving on this subcommittee. There's a standing committee meeting on the 24th, Wednesday the 24th. So I think this is premature, and I think a lot of people got confused that this was the governance committee and it's not the governance committee. So I just wanted to express that and let people know the new members of the committee of the PNB Governance Committee, the Standing Committee, that the meeting has
Sorry,
been placed hold for the 24th. Excuse me. Let me finish my point, please.
Pardon me?
Let me finish my point. I don't know who's talking. But I had the floor.
Sorry, Lawrence, that was me. I thought I was muted. Go ahead. I'm talking to Tom
okay.
Voorhees on the phone.
Okay. So I think that there may be some new members to the governance committee that might have had the impression that this was the standing committee meeting. So I just like to ask that question because there's been members of this subcommittee that have already been putting in the work. So, and I know some members fell off because they either didn't want to continue to serve or they didn't get elected. So that's what I want to say. So I move that the members of the subcommittee continue to meet, and the standing committee members consider they could volunteer now, but I would suggest that it goes in front of the full committee, the standing committee, in order to be affirmed. So that's my motion.
So you're suggesting that we do not have the meeting this evening and reconvene once the PNB Governance Committee has met with its new members for the first time. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is that I think it will be more appropriate for the new members to be at the standing committee meeting, which is on the 24th, and be affirmed by the committee of the whole committee to whether they wish to serve on the subcommittee. So you could also poll the members, the new members that are on this call, that are on the subcommittee, whether they want to serve on the subcommittee. I can. I got on the subcommittee because I thought, I got on this call because I thought that there would be confusion, that people would think that this is the governance committee meeting. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think it may have been what happened.
Yep.
I'm gonna shut up.
So, Vanessa
for
the stack,
go ahead.
If it's
appropriate.
And James for the stack as well, please.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
I'm back before I've been dropped twice, so not sure what I missed.
So, I did believe this was the governance committee. I don't know what subcommittee this is, actually. So, Lawrence is correct. You know, maybe that's why my name was not on the list, because it's actually the subcommittee and not, you know, the governance committee. That's all I have to say.
Chair, can I inform Bill Crozier what he missed, and I'll do it in 30 seconds. Okay. Bill, what you missed was I informed the subcommittee that I think the new members of the governance committee might have thought that this was the governance standing committee that was meeting today. And I suggested that the new members of this governance committee, the PNB governance committee, which is not this meeting, be affirmed at the general meeting, the regular meeting that's going to happen on the 24th, Wednesday the 24th. So that's what we're discussing, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Although the committees don't decide who their members are, it's the LSBs that decide. Plus the PNB, of course, picks the direct representative.
Yeah, but this is the subcommittee, Bill. It's not the standing committee. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, if you're allowing a previous committee member to be on this one, there's no problem having anybody. I guess you're saying anybody could be on the subcommittee. Is that right?
I'm not opposed to that. I'm not.
I guess I'd just like to get a copy of any reports in minutes so that, you know, so we can get the new people like me can get up to date on what's been going on. That would be very helpful if somebody could send that out to us.
Okay, I can work with
this is James. I requested the stack
a
bit ago.
James, go ahead.
I'm sorry, are you recognizing James?
Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And this is, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nancy. I just wanted to report on... Okay, I just wanted to report on Tom Voorhees' status. He also is not sure if he's on this committee. He was vaguely aware that this committee was meeting tonight, but he's not sure that he's on this committee, and he would like to get clarification of that. If we can get that before we disperse for the night, I promise I would call him back and give him a report on that. But I did note his name was called on the roll, but again, that may not be the correct roll.
Okay. That may be true. I'm reading off the people that were meeting before the LSC election. So I was just going off that list. And so go ahead, Nancy. What did you want to
Yes. I think it was last week the subcommittee was supposed to meet, but I was the only one, and I stayed on there for 1 hour listening to guitar music. And I sent out a letter inviting everybody and reminding them that I rescheduled for tonight. And I told Tom, because he had recently come on the governance committee, and when I asked him, if you want to join the subcommittee, you're welcome. And I told him the date tonight, but I don't think he understood. And Vanessa said that she thought this was the governance committee, but the email I sent her clearly says governance, PNB governance, bylaw revisions, subcommittee for bylaw. Anyway, the word subcommittee is in there. So she did not read the word subcommittee for revisions and amendments. And I want to make a substitute motion to Lawrence's motion. Instead of, you know, telling people that we need to, you know, convene the first meeting of the year with everybody, I think eventually everybody will have a chance to join any subcommittee we do. So why not allow this instead of take part of this time and use it wisely instead of making people wait to join later. And it should be open to anybody in the governance committee. Can we do that tonight? And tell Tom if he wants
Chair,
to.
Chair, I object.
This is Vanessa with a point of personal privilege.
I object, Chair.
Whoever's chairing, point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, whomever just made that statement about me not reading something clearly, I think it's an easy enough mistake to make, especially being new to governance, which is why Lawrence is on the call, that he believed that some people would make the mistake of believing this was the standing committee governance. So just resenting the characterization a bit as someone new to the committee. If you're familiar with the committee and the process, then yes, that subcommittee bylaws review, that would have stood out. But I am new to the process, so I did not appreciate the characterization.
Okay, yeah, may I say my objection? I want to say my objection. So,
all right, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. The objection is that I think this is a unilateral decision by Nancy. She was in a meeting alone by herself listening to guitar music, and she went ahead and scheduled a meeting that is confusing people. I'm not allergic to the work. I'm a worker, so I'm not allergic to the work. But the fact is that I feel that this is like a sandbagging, that members were notified of something, of a unilateral decision that was not even made by the subcommittee. It was made by one individual. So I object, and if we're going to take a vote, I'm a vote no to the amendment.
Okay, so correct me. There's plenty of people on this call that could correct me. You know, my feeling is that we don't know that everyone on this call, we don't know that the committee has been properly informed of the meeting. And also that everyone that would want to be on this meeting is allowed to be it if they're new to the governance committee. If they just were elected, then they may not realize they can be part of this. I guess what I'm saying is if we're going to elect a chair and we're not sure that all of the members here that we have all the members here right now, or that everyone here is supposed to be on the committee, then it's not really a time to vote for a chair, and that perhaps we do need to postpone.
I have a point of order, Chair, Chair Pro Tem. That's out of order. According to my objection, I objected to this meeting being called by one individual without consent of the subcommittee, so I would suggest that this subcommittee be convened after the 24th, and I have a date. I would suggest the 31st of March. This way we could allow the standing committee to poll on see who would be interested in serving on this subcommittee. So that's my motion. That's a substitute to Nancy's motion, and I ask for your support. Because this is very confusing. One person should not be able to schedule a meeting without the consent of the whole body, even a subcommittee. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a vote on that. I just want to make sure that I'm clear on, I may not have a proper roll call here. So, Nancy, what would be your vote on that?
Is this a vote on the motion or the substitute or which?
A vote on the motion there to reconvene on the 31st.
Okay. I think I have I would like to defend myself because the subcommittee.
Well, we are in the middle of a vote, Nancy.
Wait, just a moment. The subcommittee was supposed to meet, and they did not meet. And I was the
right,
only
so
one
you don't
there.
Have the right. You don't have the right to schedule a meeting,
Nancy.
I don't
want to back and
that
forth.
Was out of order. That was out of order.
I don't think you have the right to do a back and forth. The meeting did not meet because people did not show up, but I showed up. And Lydia Ponce, she emailed that she could not make it. She was helping somebody. She could not make it. I don't remember. William was saying let's schedule it. So we did by email, and I asked the members, and then the members said not Saturday, please. And one but said Thursday, Friday, maybe. And so I had a vetting of the people, and then I don't know why. It'll take me time to search this, but I do remember seeing those emails. And so after getting an agreement. Then I scheduled for this night, and I put also Friday just in case the PNB were going to meet tonight. So it wasn't just a unilateral arbitrary decision. I would not have done that. And, Lawrence, you don't have enough evidence. You better look at the emails.
Okay, my motion stands, Chair. I support the motion that I made to reconvene the subcommittee on March 31st, Wednesday, March 31st. Which this it will be 1 week after the PNB Governance Committee. That's my motion.
And this All is right. Nancy. This meeting was correctly convened.
Well, Nancy,
and
you
also,
can vote against
like
it. You can vote against
it.
No,
wait a minute.
This is not
no, right.
No, it's not a back
this
and forth, Nancy.
Was correctly
you're not.
Convened,
you're not.
And I did not do an arbitrary
you're not,
thing.
This is not a back and forth, Nancy.
Everybody.
You are out of order, Nancy. This is not a back and forth. There's a
okay.
motion. Respect the motion. I substituted
Lawrence,
your motion.
Lawrence, you are not chair. And why can't we get some work
okay,
done?
Let's please just take this vote and see if we should reconvene on the 31st. I'll start with someone
and
else.
And a point of personal privilege.
Yes?
I did not mean to attack Vanessa. I'm looking forward to working with Vanessa. I worked with her on governance years ago when George Ryder was chair. I like her very much, and I was not trying to offend or accuse her. I think there's a misunderstanding here. I said that probably
you
did not see the word substance committee. I respect Vanessa very much, and I'm so glad she's a PNB director. And I would not want to attack her for not seeing the word subcommittee. I mean, it's a long title, really. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I don't believe I believe the only people that are voting here are the people that have been part of this committee prior to tonight. As far as I know, that is Ted. Ted, do you have a vote?
No, I'm not going to vote.
Are you an abstain?
There is no such thing in Robert's Rules of Order as abstain. You either vote or you don't vote. I'm not voting.
He's present, not voting. That's what they call it.
Okay, thank you. Bill Crozier?
Yes to Lawrence's substitute.
Okay. Then we have Jim Sagerton.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, I'm going to support my motion.
Okay, yes. And then Nancy?
This vote is to reconvene on March 31st?
Yes.
And then you only have a few days left before the deadline to submit any motion for the bylaws. I mean, April 7th probably be the deadline. And so we'll have only a short time to make anything to present for the to put on that member of the vote.
Have a point of order, Chair. We are in the middle of a vote. Nancy knows the rules.
But this meeting was correctly scheduled, and this should not take place.
Chair,
in the vote.
Nancy again is not within order, Chair. I suggest that you ask Nancy for her vote. That's what's in order right now.
Okay, Nancy, I guess I need to get your vote on this.
And my vote is no.
Okay, I am not.
And Bill should not be voting. He was not part of this committee before. So I don't know why you took Bill's vote.
I'm part of it now.
Point of order. This is Vanessa. I'm feeling kind of conflicted about the people who were not regularly part of the committee not voting. Why weren't we invited to the committee meeting?
That's right.
I don't even know why I was invited if I can't participate.
I don't know either. I can't speak to that. I don't know why you would have been on the...
Yeah, Nancy, I can explain an answer. I don't know if you want or not. I really don't think we should deny anybody who got on this committee. So when I found out from the, I called the secretary, PNB secretary, I want to know who was representing WPFW and who was representing et cetera, et cetera. So everyone that I found out that had got elected, and I did not find out everybody, but the other two delegates from WPFW, I still don't know who they are. So I invited everybody tonight, and I thought everybody should be allowed. It's an important work.
Okay, so if Bill Crozier is not officially part of the committee, and Vanessa is not officially part of the committee, Michael White is an excused absence. Tom Voorhees is an excused absence. William Herwagen is not on the call either. Then we have this, we're back to Jim Sagerton.
And can you tell me what the vote is currently? Is it
we have
two yes and
votes.
One no?
We have three votes, and yours will be the fourth and the final vote.
I'm just asking you, is it two yes and one no so far?
No, there's one not voting, and there's one yes and one no.
So I can't abstain.
Well, there's four votes altogether, four voting members. And Tom was not ever on this committee yet, but I invited him, and I asked him a long time ago, and about a week or 2 weeks ago, I forgot.
Okay, Nancy, I think I have to vote now. And I'm going to vote to reconvene without any prejudice to Nancy's motives or, you know, any disparaging of her actions. I think she was trying to do the right thing, but I think it's too chaotic and there's people aren't here that should be and et cetera. So I'll vote to reconvene on the date specified.
Okay, so it will be the same time.
You have a vote.
I don't have a vote. I'm a secretary. I'm not voted in.
Yeah, but you were part of the committee.
Chair, I'd like to request the floor.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I understand Nancy's point that we have a lot of work before the proposed referendum comes up. So if she wants to change the date from the 31st to a little bit sooner, I suggest that she look on KPFTX to see if there's an opening somewhere.
And then email the committee?
And email the committee. Well, and then she could suggest an alternate date.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, on the agenda, the proposed agenda that I sent everybody, I put, if you read at the very end, I already reserved next Thursday. Just in case we were going to work today and then felt like we wanted to meet next week. Maybe I was thinking too optimistically or too aggressively. I don't know.
Well, next Thursday is the PNB meeting, Nancy.
Well, it's not on there. It's not registered there. So if it's going to be a PNB meeting, and PNB is not there, I was going to ask the committee tonight if they wanted me to reserve Friday.
You know, I have dinner with my son on Friday, and I know that's a little selfish on my part, but what I would suggest, Nancy, is that you go ahead and consider proposing the 18th, which will be a Wednesday, I believe. No, the 17th will be a Wednesday.
No, it's a Thursday. Thursday was open. But the Wednesday is a finance at WBAI and a governance at KPFK, usually. I think it's there.
Oh, that's right.
So I had reserved this tentatively next Thursday in case we wanted to use it because the PNB wasn't there. And then I was going to ask the body if the PNB chooses Thursday, then they should have first choice. By all means, then we ask each other if we can want to meet Friday. And I already did this a week ago with everybody by email. Lawrence, I think you accidentally missed it, and I'm sure that's easy to do because y'all get lots of emails, PNB directors.
Bill for the stack.
You know what? I support meeting next Thursday. I mean, if that would alleviate some of, and then members could decide to volunteer for the subcommittee or not, you know.
I thought the point was to have the subcommittee meet after the full committee meets, which is on the 24th. Is that right?
Yes.
Wait till after that. Well, then, if we meet next week, that wouldn't work.
Perhaps we should try to meet on the 25th.
Is anybody sharing?
I would propose that I have dinner with my son on Saturday then. I mean, I got to feed the kid, so.
What is the date,
Lawrence? That's not out of order, Lawrence.
It's a date, and the 25th, I think, is a Friday. And it'll be one day after we meet.
No, it's a Thursday. Lawrence, it's next.
The 25th is a Thursday?
Yeah.
So it would be the 26th then, right?
No, it's the 25th.
Oh, the 25th. That's right. That's right.
Anyway, the 18th is Thursday of next week, and it is reserved. And if the PNB wants that day, then we can pick what else is there left. Maybe, I don't know if anybody in the committee is on KPFK Personnel Committee. Might be, right? Janine or Lydia or...
Vanessa, you have Vanessa on the stack, and I'd like to be on the stack.
Well, I didn't hear Vanessa ask for the stack, but what I want to propose...
Thank you, Lauren.
Go ahead, Vanessa. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear
I was on the stack earlier for a different point, but I'm good.
Well, I was just going to say that I think that we can try to, maybe there's a way to try to keep it for the 18th. And I, as secretary, will try to get it this issue on who can join, you know, who can be part of the meeting through the through the PNB, right? If once I get that answer through the bylaws, then I'll know whether the people that have been on this committee can remain on this committee. And does that make sense? And if so, then I can put a message out to the entire PNB saying that this meeting is going to convene on the 18th so that everyone is aware and can join.
Chair, can I be recognized, Lauren? I was after Vanessa. Lauren.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so... One, the 18th is a Thursday, and so there's still the concern to me, I guess, about creating a conflict with the PMB meeting. And I don't know what the bylaws say, but with a group of people who have been working really hard for a long time to try to deal with an urgent issue, I would be extremely concerned about them not... being part of the process, especially so close to the deadline that Nancy mentioned. It seems like that would be, I mean, well-intentioned, but the result, I think, would be really counterproductive in terms of, you know, the coming up with, you know, good output. I'd be extremely concerned about that. So hopefully the bylaws would not conflict with those people remaining on the subcommittee. So that's all I have to say. I'm just hoping that does not create a conflict, because I don't think it would be helpful at all.
All right, Chair, I'll speak now.
I was before Lauren.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
No, I was after Vanessa. I was after Vanessa, Nancy. I'm sorry. I was after Vanessa. And believe it or not, I'm going to agree with somebody I don't normally agree with. And I think we have 3 weeks to vet this referendum and workshop it. So I'm going to stick with the 24th, and I'm going to suggest that we meet on the 25th. The subcommittee meet on the 25th. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so let's take go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Janine pointed out a very important point. Are we going to meet the next time and have this same discussion, who gets to be on and who doesn't get to be on? And I'm asking the committee to just consider, why don't we let anybody who's on this committee for this year, who's been elected, to join tonight in this committee and get something start, at least a start done. And since the 18th has already been reserved, and if the PMB wants it, please tell the PNB, go, by all means, take it, and we will jump to either the 25th or maybe Saturday. Is this one thing? No, Saturday is KPFA. Can't do that. Or maybe, well, then we only have 25th and 26th left if the PNB takes the 18th. I think we should have at least a start, and I want to ask the committee again. Not the committee, but the people... can we allow everybody here to just have an informal committee of the whole? How about that? No votes are going to be taken. We're just going to discuss things that need to be done. Can we do that? There is no rule in the bylaws that says subcommittees have to be approved by the committee. I mean, it's not that new people coming in have to wait until, well, like when? Like maybe KPFA might not even meet and might not even elect their delegates. So how long do we have to meet? I don't think we should wait for all the five stations to elect their delegates, because sometimes it's a really long time. We should continue the work. And new people come in, fine. Can we please do something tonight?
Chair, point of personal privilege, this is Lawrence. I cannot stay for this committee, subcommittee meeting. So I'll be willing to vote on what Nancy suggested, which I'm not going to support. And, you know, it's just, I think it's reasonable. All five stations already elected their delegates to the committees. And the PNB elected, all the directors to the committees. So I don't understand what you're saying in regards to that. So I'm going to support that we meet as a full PNB Governance Committee on the 24th, and then we meet again on the 25th as a bylaw subcommittee.
Okay, we have to, this is Nancy, I have to ask this back.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, so we need 7 days in advance to schedule a meeting, and that is why I did all that emailing last week and scheduled it for the 18th. And so if we're going to plan on having it on the 25th, we need to schedule it today, quick. And in fact, it may be too late now because it's not.
Well, it'll
it's
be.
Not,
no, but that's 2 weeks. The 25th is
not
2 weeks
late.
From now.
Yes, it is, because it is now 9:40, so it's not 7
not
times 24 hours. It's not exactly 7 days in advance. It's less. So we would have to do the earliest.
What are you talking about? We're talking about the 25th, Nancy.
Oh, that's
not
right.
The 18th.
I'm just at a loss to understand why we keep picking Thursdays. Isn't the 25th a Thursday?
Yes, the 25th is a Thursday, so is the 18th. What is best right now is that we intend on meeting on the 18th. I will try to find out as quickly as possible and make sure that everyone from the governance committee knows that that meeting is on the 18th, and in order to join in on that meeting, so that we're sure that we have everybody who wants to participate.
Okay, let me ask again. I don't understand why we keep picking Thursday, since PNB meetings are on Thursdays. It just seems like an accident waiting to happen.
Nancy, I'm
why did we schedule ourselves for the same time and day as a PMB?
Well, I could do next Friday.
I think she picked Wednesday.
I think she picked the
Wednesday. The 18th is a Wednesday, right?
No, it's a Thursday.
No, that's a Thursday too.
That's right. Today's the 11th.
To clarify Vanessa's question. Because people are on those committees every day, so that was the only place we could find. At first, this thing was on the first Wednesday of the month, and then nobody could come. We had to cancel. I mean, we made for the 11th because nobody came. Yeah, that's right. And if you look at all the other dates, what kind of committees are in there, what are meeting, it's very hard to find anything. And we had scheduled every first Wednesday of the month for the whole year. We had scheduled it. And because of this deadline that's approaching very fast, April 7th, before we can get anything in, that especially the priority should be for the motions that we might make to reform that pertain to a membership vote. like extending the tenure from 3 years from 3 years to 4 years, that you need a membership vote, or a 5% petition, or changing the 5% petition, or changing any way about the vote counting.
Yeah, we're supposed to vote on when we're going to meet. Not all that minutia. We're going to discuss that when we meet.
Okay,
I have the floor, and I really resent Lawrence attacking like that. Not attacking, but interrupting me. Anyway, I was trying to clarify the question. We are scheduled the first Wednesday of every month for this committee, but because of the shortage of time, we could not meet on the 3rd. Nobody came except myself, and then I think Lydia called in, and William kept saying he was calling in, but no other people could not. So I said, William said, well, let's reschedule because it's only two or three of us. So it wasn't even three. It was just, I think, just William. Okay, so anyway, I picked the 18th because I didn't. There's no other place to go except you.
Okay,
on Saturday.
So what time is it for on the 18th?
What time? What?
What time is it scheduled for the 18th? I can't get online right now, so I can't.
8:30 Eastern time.
And is there a PNB meeting at that time?
We don't know because they have not scheduled. There's no scheduled PNB meeting. If there
and
is,
Vanessa,
then we won't have to have a meeting.
You're saying that they usually meet at 8:30 on
every Thursday at 8:30, almost like 90% of the time. That's the regular PNB meeting date. That's why I don't understand why we would position ourselves just because it's not on the calendar. I understand the desperation to try to find a consensus date, but I just don't think it's right to put ourselves in the position of taking up the time that we know is usually reserved for the PNB.
This is Nancy with a clarification. I tried to say this before, and I was not good in my explanation. If we didn't have this April 7th deadline coming up, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just waited till the next Wednesday of the next month because there's no places unless people want to do a Saturday or Sunday, and people are loath to do that.
Okay, Nancy, what I'd like to do is see if anyone would...
And I took a consensus. I took a poll,
Nancy.
And people were not against Thursday or Friday, but they didn't want Saturday.
Nancy, I did not get those emails. I just want to let you know that I only got one reply to your email, and it said nothing about either of the dates. So I the only reason I knew about this is because I got it from...
I might have done it by text. I'm sorry. I will have to check and research.
I understand, but I
and I will do that because I don't want I don't want to be lying.
No, I understand. Let's just move on.
Can we make a decision, please?
Yes, I would like someone to entertain. I'd like to entertain and see if somebody wants to move for it to be the 26th, which is Friday the 26th. I mean, I'm sorry, Friday the 19th. Does somebody want to entertain it being Friday the 19th? At 8:30 Eastern.
19th is a personnel committee for KPFK. Oh, wait a minute. It's a different time.
It starts at 7, Nancy. 7 Pacific Standard Time.
It says 9 p.m. Eastern, so that kind of cuts into... That won't work.
I will withdraw my objection about Thursdays. I don't understand it, but I hear the urgency. So if that's the only choice, it is
Saturday.
What it is. But I just disagree as a point of principle. But I'll go with
Do you want to try for earlier in the day besides 8:30?
Yeah, try that. I'm on. Try that.
So if it was 6 p.m.
Eastern?
Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern time would be 3 p.m. Pacific time.
I'm okay with that. It's up to the committee, though. I'm okay with that.
Does someone want to make a motion for that? That we move it to earlier in the day? And I can do that on, Nancy could do that on KPFX tonight.
What? What is the date you're talking about?
On the 18th, we would be moving it from 8:30 Eastern time on the 18th to 6 p.m. on the 18th, so that we'd have 2.5 hours before
Eastern time.
Eastern time, sorry. But somebody would need to make a motion.
And yeah, I would like to question the PNB directors if they have a if they have a PNB meeting that night. I mean, I'd
well,
prefer to
it's
their
earlier.
Decision. Yes, I know it's earlier.
So what's the beef? I don't understand that. I mean,
well, it's too late.
I understand that you. No, it's not too late.
Yeah.
Because
it's
6 o'clock Eastern time, that's 3 o'clock Pacific time, and that's 4 o'clock Central, your time.
No, you need 1 week advance notice when you post it, and we're already hours into the...
Well, you know what? I'm getting off the call. Nancy, you're trying to get your way no matter what. I'm getting off the call.
No, I'm trying to keep in compliance.
Uh-oh.
All right. If you have to hang up, Lawrence,
Hold on. No, hold on. I'm trying to reach a compromise, but Nancy just wants what she wants.
Okay, Lawrence.
I object.
Everyone, please stop. I have changed meetings in the KPFTX the same day after the time. So, Nancy, this isn't a concern. You should be able to go on there and change it as long as it's before midnight tonight, Eastern time. So that shouldn't be an issue. Seeing how it's not an issue, then can someone please move to take a vote on this, that it would be on the 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern time? Can anyone put that forward as a motion?
Yes, so be it. I make a motion that we meet on the 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, great. Ted Weasel?
Yes.
What is your vote?
I'm not voting.
Okay, not voting. And then we have Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
You're a yes. Jim Sagerton?
Yes.
Jim Sagerton's a yes. And Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Sabara Naratomi says yes.
Okay, terrific. So, Nancy, you will post that, change the time of day on KPFTX. And I will check with the PNB on what, as far as who can participate or who are voting members at this juncture. And we will create an email thread on this so that we can invite the other PNB governance committee members to that meeting. So, and I will do that tomorrow. So I'm going to adjourn, and we will reconvene on the 18th.
May I ask a question to the secretary? In case we're denied or refused to put post 6 p.m. on the 18th, no, we won't be. Right, we won't be. Right. I mean, but
I would just suggest doing it as an emergency meeting then.
Oh, I see. I forgot about that. I just don't know if this is going to work because I have never.
Are we adjourning, Chair? I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Who's going to post? Do you want me to post? And if I
you
cannot post,
to. Yes, because it.
Okay, if I'm not allowed to post this meeting at 6 p.m., what other day? 26th, Friday.
Oh, come on. A move to adjourn. This is crazy.
I want to ask
enough.
If the 18th
really
is
enough,
not permitted, Lauren, let me finish. If the 18th is not available, are we or not permitted? Can
Nancy,
we meet on the 26th?
Nancy, I will post
it. Nothing's going to be perfect, Nancy. That's just the way the world is.
I will post it. You take your meeting down. Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Thank you, Janine, for
thank
the horses.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for connecting
You got it.
Good night.
Good night, all. Good night. Thank you.